It's business made simple with Bizval, exclusively on In Season.
Yes, yes, yes. Graham is back. Good morning, Graham. Happy New Year. How are you?
Morning, Sakhi. Happy New Year to you and all our listeners. And yeah, it's wonderful to be back again. And I think looking forward to the new year.
Yeah.
Feeling rested and relaxed. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's also that, sense of trepidation going into the new year.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen family and friends and had a wonderful time over this part of the year. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're already almost 2 weeks into January. Can you believe it?
Hectic. But anyway, I'm so excited to have you back, you know, and to chat about today. Talk us through, what are we talking about today?
So last year, we kicked off the series, Business Made Simple. And, you know, I think, first of all, we're delighted that we can continue it into the new year. And, you know, just to, you know, position things, at the end of last year, we spoke a lot about, you know, being prepared for the holidays, mm-hmm. succession planning, and a variety of other topics.
Yeah.
And we thought, you know, we'll keep things topical and spend some time today chatting about dusting off the cobwebs, you know, for mm-hmm. those of you that are still sitting on a beach somewhere listening to this, fantastic for you. But most of us are getting back into the swing of things
yeah.
from a business perspective after the festive season. Mm. Sakhi, I think, and unfortunately, this doesn't apply to you because I think you held the fort over December, so you haven't yet had a nice long break like most of the rest mm-hmm. of us. But I think today we're going to chat a bit about, you know, why can it be hard coming back from leave? And also some of the things we can do as both as business owners, but I think this is also relevant to, you know, employees and going back to work. Some of the things that you can do to make it a little bit easier, hopefully.
Yeah, fantastic. And for those who are still on leave, please let us know, how do you do it? You know, how do you do it? We want to take some notes. But listen, I'm sure that we all can relate to that, Graham, whether we run or own a business or are employed, it's always hard coming back from leave. I want to know, why is it often hard to get back into the swing of things?
Yeah, so I think, look, let's just start by saying, I think the biblical principle of rest is really important. But you know, in the ordinary course of things, we take a Saturday and a Sunday off to rest, recharge, and you set up for the week ahead. But I think, you know, certainly in South Africa, December vacation is a little bit more than that. So for many, it's an extended period of downtime, you know, take 2 to 3 yeah. weeks off. You know, the year normally ends around the 15th of December, maybe a little bit earlier for some, mm-hmm. And it's complete downtime. So, you know, our minds, our bodies, they do a full body reset. Maybe they're still trying to work off all the extra Christmas pudding and mm-hmm. all of that sort of stuff. So it's a reset in more ways than one. It can also be a stressful time, you know, even though we're not working. You know, sometimes just that disrupted routine, you're spending time with, you know, those annoying family members that you don't usually spend every day and night with. And for many, it can also be a very emotional time, you know. So, you know, having lost loved ones yeah. or, you know, Christmas and New Year, and that is a time for many, which can also be quite a lonely time. Mm-hmm. You know, but I guess after all of that, it's getting back into a normal routine in January can be a bit of a transition. And, you know, they say that habits are formed after 21 days. So, mm-hmm. you know, if you've taken an extended break of more than 21 days, you know, going back to work is usually going to be a transition for most people. And I think everyone has a different way of dealing with change and transition. Some people like to sort of ease into things.
Mm-hmm.
And others, you know, come back in January and they like the proverbial energizer bunny. You know, they hit the ground running and they just want, you know, everything done
yeah.
tomorrow, and, you know, everyone else must sort of follow suit. So I think it can be hard. One, adjusting to getting back into work, and then getting back into a work situation as a business owner or as an employee, and people are coming back with sort of a different way of getting back into work. So I think that makes it challenging.
Mm. And adding on to that, Graham, why is that January or January becomes quite a stressful time of the year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is aptly named January, you know. Mm. I think there's a number of factors at play here, and I'll just cover a couple of them.
Sure.
You know, it's the start of the school year as well. A lot of listeners are parents and what have you. So I think that in itself brings about a lot of excitement, but also stress and challenge, you know, getting, you know, if you've got young kids, getting them ready for their first year at school, older kids going back and kind of going to the next grade and getting it all set up. So if you're a parent, there's all of that that's happening at the same time. I think it can also be a long month financially, you know, whether you're a business owner or employed. And no matter how carefully you plan for your business or for your finances in January, it can be tough, you know. So staff are often paid earlier in December. Some people are lucky enough to get a bonus, and if they've planned well, they haven't spent that all on, you know, the holiday. There's some money left over for January. But most people don't have that luxury, and particularly business owners don't have the luxury of a bonus that they've received in December that can see them through into January. And so the weight, you know, and the last thing is people often get paid a bit earlier in December. So they get paid, you know, maybe the 15th of December as opposed to the 20th or the end of the month. And that wait till the next paycheck or the next sort of income at the end of January is a long one. So, you know, I think all these sort of things all make January a particularly difficult month for people coming back to work.
Sure. So what are some of the things businesses can do, as I mentioned earlier on, to dust off the cobwebs and make things a little bit easier?
So today we're going to cover, you know, a few practical things. I'll just briefly kind of run down what they are, and we'll go into a bit more detail just now. But, you know, the first one is to reflect and set some goals for the year. The second is to prioritize tasks and delegate where you can. Importantly, to reconnect with your customers and your clients. The next one might sound a bit unusual, but we'll unpack it just now, is sort of engage and embrace technology and automation. It's a good time to think about that. Your team engagement, you know, boosting morale with your team, getting together again and kind of, you know, getting the gears going again. And then there's a bunch of other sort of practical things which we'll cover. So, yeah, I'm not going to go through them all just yet, but sort of clearing your space, clearing your mind, you know, planning the next holiday. So we'll cover some of those a little bit later.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, those sounds like, you know, practical steps or tips rather. Can you delve deep and unpack them with more details?
Yeah, for sure. So I think let's start with the first one. And, you know, that's about reflecting and setting goals. So I think one of our shows at the end of last year, we spoke about using December or a bit of that downtime to, you know, reflect. And, you know, let's be honest, most guys just want the holiday. So even though we say do that reflection, a lot of the time that doesn't happen. So if you haven't done that, I think taking just a moment before you get started to reflect on the previous year's achievements, you know, in your business and also the challenges, it's important to also write these things down, you know, so that you can process them or talk to them about someone. So assess what worked and what didn't in the previous year. There's an exercise I always like to do, and you know, since I've become a business owner, even more powerful, is what I call start, stop, and continue. You know, and all the industrial psychologists and coaches and that will know this quite well. But what are the things that you want to start this year? What are some of the things, your bad habits that you want to stop? And what are some of the things you want to continue doing? So, you know, it's not about one New Year's resolution. It's all about the sort of habits that you want to form during the year. New Year's resolution, I think there was some research done that, you know, 90% of people who start gym on, you know, the 3rd of January, by mid-February are no longer going to the gym. You know, so I think it's really important that, you know, those goals that you set, the start, stop, continue, are habits that you can form. And then doing that is set realistic goals for the year ahead. You know, everyone thinks about, oh, you know, you've got to, you know, grow your business 100% and all of that. I think it's important to be grounded. You've got to have a stretch, but be grounded in some realism. And I think next week we'll talk a little bit more in depth about goal setting and how to go about doing that. And, you know, with the goals and reflection, it's about setting that intention for the year. You know, what is your North Star? What is your guiding stuff? It's not just financial metrics. It's about some of those, you know, the values that you want to achieve. You know, it's why you're doing what you want to do. And importantly is you must share this with your team. You know, if you're a business owner, often it's a lonely space. It's not about you just kind of sitting in a dark room processing this. it's actually about sharing it with your team so that they can buy into it, they can understand, you know, what's being planned for the year ahead. So that's around sort of reflecting and setting goals. I think following from that is, you know, how do you then prioritize your tasks and delegate them? So, you know, after a long break, normally there's a backlog of tasks and emails, you know. So, you know, you've set your out-of-office reminder to, I'm not responding on emails until the 10th of January. But when you get back, you've often got an inbox with lots of things to do, lots of follow-ups. But I think the important thing is to realize is that not everything has to happen on day one. You know, a lot of business owners are very driven. They can often be A-type personalities. They're ambitious and entrepreneurial. And there's like a dark side to that in the sense that, you know, you want to get you're back at work and you want to get everything done. But realize that, you know, a year's got 365 days and this year's got 366 days as it's a leap year.
Yeah.
And you don't have to cram it all in to January and certainly not the the first day back at work. So I think it's really important to prioritize based on what's urgent and what's important. So there may be some things which happened in December that need urgent attention. You know, something with one of your customers that had a breakdown and you've got to fix it. But, you know, so the urgent things need to be dealt with. But I think it's about understanding what's important stuff. And, you know, I think many of our listeners will know of Stephen Covey, who wrote, you know, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And, you know, he's got a great, I don't know if he reused it, but he talks about in his book, it's sort of a prioritization matrix. And, you know, what they found is that most people tend to spend most of their time doing urgent, not important stuff. Or not important, but easy stuff to do. And what he advocates is to flip that around, is spend your time doing, you know, 80% of your time doing the important stuff, but not necessarily urgent. So it's a good time at the beginning of the year to kind of use a tool like that. And there's various tools out there to actually prioritize. And then also importantly is to delegate some of that work. You're not the only one coming back. It might be your business, or you might be a head of a division, or you're coming back. Is delegate some of that workload with your teammates. So, you know, sit down and say, hey, what needs to be done? And kind of divide and conquer. I think that's really, really important. So then moving on to the next one. So there's a few more points we'll cover is, and this is probably one of the most important for small businesses and even bigger businesses, is reconnect with your customers and your clients. So, you know, in many instances, you may not have communicated with your clients and customers for a few weeks. You know, if you're in the hospitality industry, I think last year we spoke about that. You know, if you're in restaurants and hospitality, you've been busy, so it probably doesn't apply to you. But I think, you know, like at the end of the year when you send a message saying thank you for your support and all of that, the new year is also a really good time to reconnect with your customers, you know, a personal message to them, express, you know, your gratitude for their ongoing support again, even if you've just done it in December. So it's important that, you know, it's not just you coming back to work and back into the business. It's your clients and your customers as well. So, you know, chat to them about, you know, what their plans are for the year and how you can support them in that. You know, extend that to your suppliers, you know, the people who, your partners and that you're working with. Update them on any changes that you plan in your business in the year. You know, and it could be simple things. You know, if you're passing a price increase, a lot of people kind of just don't tell their customers. And then they're surprised, you know, their customers are surprised when suddenly, you know, their favorite cup of coffee has gone from, you know, 30 Rand to 40 Rand overnight, trying to make their penny stretch. But, you know, so communicate with your customers, update them on any key changes. And, you know, I think also importantly, is identify, I mean, all your customers are important, but you're going to have certain key clients. And it's not a bad idea to, you know, meet them for a coffee, meet them face to face. You know, I'm obviously talking now in the context of businesses dealing with other businesses, but the same applies in, let's call it business to consumer brands, is make your clients feel special and also appreciate where they're at. You know, so if you're somebody in the back to school space and you know that, you know, your customers and your clients are very stretched in January, think about what you can do to make their January a little bit easier for them. So those are some of the things you can do to reconnect with your customers and your clients. Then embracing technology and automation. Now, this sounds like a fancy MBA word, but you know, I think it's a good time of the year to kind of reflect and look at how you can leverage tools in your business. So you've come back, you're stressed, you've got all these emails, you've gone through all of that. And once you've reviewed that, you've set your goals, have a look and see if there aren't ways that you can make your life easier. Are there certain things in your business that, you know, going into the new year, you can outsource? Is there a new app that you can use to manage your diary a little bit better? You know, and that's important because, you know, we seldom do the sort of, let's call it spring clean. And it then allows you to focus on serving your customers and growing your business. So, you know, so for some people this might not be January, but you have to set a time aside to do that. And then set these initiatives up as projects. They don't need to be big things, but it's like, hey, we want to implement an invoicing system this year. Set it up as a project, set some timelines, and then go and do it. And then the last one, you know, I think, and this is possibly the most important, we spoke about reconnecting with your customers and your clients, but it's about your team and your employees. It's around engaging with them and sort of re-energizing them and boosting their morale. So one of the things I like to do is, you know, plan a meeting. You know, don't get back into the office and straight into work mode. You know, in the days of hybrid work and that, it's also tricky. You know, not everybody's in the office. But I do always think, even if you're a hybrid organization, have a back-to-work day. Like, not everybody's going to come back to work on the same day. But plan a team meeting where, you know, you just give people the opportunity to share their holiday stories, informally discuss the year ahead, share some of the success stories and acknowledge their contributions into the business. It's some of the softer stuff, but it's really, really important. You know, you've had the year-end party, but like you've had the year-end party, I think it's also worth having sort of a new year get-together. It might just be, you know, a two-hour breakfast or coffee on the first day back at work. You know, or organize a team-building event. You know, on the weekend I did Hint Hunt or Escape Room with my kids. You know, but I mean, do something like that as a team if you can afford it. Like, get the creative juices going, get people energized. It's not a rah-rah, it's just a time to rebond and reconnect as a team. And we spoke about it a bit earlier. I think it's important as a leader of a business to acknowledge the different back-to-work styles. Don't expect everybody to, you know, adjust to that change in the same way. And I think give people, you know, a certain amount of, you know, flexibility and freedom as to how they're going to, you know, if 2 weeks in, guys are still, you know, I don't know, taking a siesta, it's a different story. But, you know, certainly for the first two or three days back at work, it's important to recognize that and be a bit understanding. Sorry, excuse the frog in my throat. Be understanding of that.
Fantastic. And I want you to also talk us through some of the other things with regards to getting back to work and in the swing of things.
100%. So before I do that, sorry, just something I'm neglected to say on the sort of employees coming back to work. I think one thing that is important is acknowledge, you know, staff members who've got kids starting school or university, you know, or loved ones going away again. You know, little things like, you know, if you've got somebody whose child is first day of school, grade one or even high school, like, give them the day off. It sounds ridiculous, but you say to them, hey, listen, like, take that day off. You know, that will come back in many ways. So acknowledge some of those milestones and those individuals in your team. Yeah, but some of the other things is, you know, and these are hopefully really practical and simple things, like clear your space, clear your mind. You know, so for me, I can be, you know, a little bit obsessive compulsive sometimes. So come back in January, is clean your email inbox. You know, so yes, you've got the backlog, but I always like to have a clean email inbox on day one. But that extends to, you know, your desk as well. You know, if you're working behind a desk and that, you know, make sure you've, you know, you've sprayed the sanitizer, packed all the old stuff away. You know, if you really well planned, you would have done that in December. But I think it's important, you know, and you set that intention. You're not carrying any of the old baggage into the new year. We spoke about the different back to work styles, so acknowledge that, accept that not every team member is going to do that in the same way as you do. And this is a really practical thing. Again, it's not always possible, particularly if you're an employee, for instance, in a construction sector or a factory. But I always like to say start on a Thursday. So, and what I mean by that, it's a really simple thing, but you know, that first 5-day week is a long week.
Very long week.
So why I say start on a Thursday is for me, you know, particularly as, you know, being the, you know, the leader of our team, it gives me sort of 2 days to do a lot of the things I've just spoken about. So it's hard, you know, you come back on the, you know, the 5th of January as opposed to the 8th when everybody else is coming back. But it takes some of that pressure off. It's a bit of a quieter time. There's not as much traffic. And it shortens the first week. So it's only 2 days till the next weekend. And I think it gives you some time to focus on the strategic stuff and adjust. So if you can, like, don't start on a Monday. you know, others might disagree with me, but I find that that's very effective for me. Then we spoke about intentionality is plan the next break. So, you know, it's not waiting till the next December, but think around, you know, when is your next little weekend away going to be? You know, it might be a month's time, you know, you take a Friday off, or, you know, you set some time aside to have the next break and put it in the diary, block it in the diary. So, you know, running a business, building a business is stressful. You do need intentional time away. And I think last year we spoke a bit about owner dependence. So if you're a business owner and the business is so dependent on you that it can't run without you, that's a problem. So by actually scheduling a break in, communicating that with your team well in advance, you know, it both sets intention. And it also, you know, allows you to have something to look forward to beyond work. And then the last one is kind of the cold hard stuff, is don't forget about the cash flow. And this particularly applies to business owners. So, you know, you coming back in January, your suppliers, your customers are coming back in. So, you know, practical things are get your January invoices out early. You know, you don't want to wait till the 25th of January. You've got to pay your staff on the 31st, and suddenly, you know, you've forgotten to send out invoices and you don't have money to pay salaries. So come back, get the invoices out early, chat to your finance team, communicate with your customers and your suppliers. Chat to them about January. Ideally, you've made these plans in December already. But these are practical things, I guess, as a business owner or even as an employee that you can do to make January hopefully a little bit easier and make that adjustment, you know, more manageable. And then come February, you're already firing on, you know, all 12 or all 10 cylinders.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. Awesome stuff, man. It's already 10:38. But quickly, I want to know from you, in the coming few weeks, what can we expect from a Business Made Simple with Bizwell?
Cool. So okay, next week, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into goal setting. And, you know, a lot of our listeners will know about goal setting, but in particular for small businesses and small business owners. How do they go about goal setting, and how can this help them set up for success? We touched on it, you know, a little bit earlier in today's show, but we're going to delve deeper into that. Then the following week, I'm actually fortunate enough to be going to London. Nice. We are expanding our business into the UK and the US. So,
yay! Congratulations! Wow!
Very excited about that. I'm not excited about the sort of minus 2 degree weather and snow and rain and all of that. But what I am really, you know, excited about is meeting some of our key customers and partners in the UK.
Amazing.
And, you know, just depending on logistics, we are planning to have a Business Made Simple live from London dial in. But we still need to figure out the logistics of how that's going to work and time zones and all of that. Mm-hmm. But if we can't make that work, we'll be back in studio the following week. And I think, you know, during the course of the year, you know, we want this show to reflect to our listeners, business owners in the audience, stuff that's relevant to them. So, you know, I'd really like to encourage listeners to contact either the studio or contact us directly if there's any particular business topics that they would like us to cover. Mm. The idea is that it's business made simple. Yeah. So it's not about us standing up here on a pulpit, excuse the pun, so to speak, mm-hmm. just to, you know, tell our story. We actually want to, you know, cover any themes that listeners want in more detail. So please reach out to us. And I think the other thing is during the course of the year, we would love to showcase, I'm sure lots of listeners are tired of my voice by now, but we'd like to showcase, you know, various local businesses and invite some of the founders of these businesses to come in and share their stories. At the end of the day, you know, storytelling is what connects us. You know, and, you know, I've got a set of experiences, but there's hundreds and thousands of successful business owners. We're not successful doesn't mean big. So we want to invite, you know, business owners who've got a powerful story to share. Yeah. It could be a testimony. It could be anything, to reach out to us. We've got some people in mind already. But I think, yeah, we'd like to kind of be organic with how we take the show forward. And that's going to be a focus area for us over the next few months.
Awesome, man. Exciting, exciting stuff. Before I let you go quickly, how can our listeners contact you with regards to consultation or anything they'd like to speak to you about?
Sure. So I think the easiest way is to, you know, visit our website, www.bizval.co, no.za, so just .co.
Yeah.
I think they can email us. So it's value.me@bizval.co. Or they can contact me directly on my mobile. That's 082-481-0084. Or, you know, if you've forgotten those already, you can contact the studio and they'll contact Sakia and they'll put you in touch with us.
Yes, fantastic. You could just let me know if Graham was just a little too fast for you. I'll give you those details again. But Graham, thank you so much for today and I cannot wait for next week.
Great. Thanks, Sakia, and have a wonderful week. And to our listeners, welcome back and we'll chat to you next week again.
Awesome.
It's business made simple with Bizval, exclusively on In Season.
CCFM 107.5,
changing lives for good.